With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to a completely impromptu and absolutely not canon episode of Ready Player 2. I'm pretty sure that we've actually got less canon episodes now than we have non-canon episodes. And also, I'm pretty sure that we've lost more episodes than we've actually put out. So, yeah, go us. This week, month, year, that we have got loads of people. We've got loads of people. We've got Mr. Louis Conface.
Hello.
Mr. Rossifer Bellbag.
Evening.
The real L Shady.
The real L Shady.
And the fake L John.
Whoop whoop.
Hello, we're not going to do like a normal thing where we talk about the same game for about an hour and then realise we really need to talk about something different. Instead, we've got a game that I'm not going to understand or win. So, apparently, what we're doing for our super special Christmas jingly podcast is we're going to play a game called, what's it called? Would You Lie to Me?
Would you lie to me?
You can call it that if you want. That makes it slightly different from the TV version.
Oh, okay. For copyright purposes, what's
yes,
the,
there we go.
What's the TV version called?
Would I Lie to You? So would ask, would you lie to me?
Yeah, see, there you go. Right.
Just Lie to Me was a good TV show.
Twisting it around. So apparently, I have been told, reliably, that this game is that one of us comes up with this incredibly amusing and probably not Christmas or gaming-related anecdote. And we have got to sell it and make it sound as real or whatever as we want. And the other people have got to guess whether it's real or fake, and they can ask us questions. How many questions are you allowed to ask?
As many as you want, really, until the other people decide upon an answer.
That's cheatering. Okay, fine. And does somebody have to kind of like buzz and go, I know, and then you've got to make up your mind at the same time?
No, you can all decide as a group.
As a group?
Fight
it out. Group against the individual?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. So this is what we're going to do. Is anybody's Christmas related?
No.
No.
Right? Is anybody's gaming related?
No.
No. No.
Strap yourselves in, people.
Mine ruined Christmas, essentially.
Okay,
right, look. John, I think, has got one prepared. So I think we're going to start with John, and he can set the bar at whatever level he's likely to set the bar at. And then I will hopefully get an idea of how this game is played, and I might actually go last. Am I right in saying that John has now got to tell us a story and we have collectively got to decide whether it's true or false?
So there you go.
If it's a true story, can you kind of like fake it up, make it sound like more sensational than it was so that people guess wrong?
No, he has to tell the story as.
Oh, okay, fine. All right. Okay, I got it. No embellishment or exaggeration.
repetition.
This is not my game. Okay, fine. John, would you like to hit us with your big stuff?
Well, speaking of big stuff, yes, I used to work in a hotel.
Okay.
And one night I was unpacking linen.
Of course.
We used to get linen deliveries. I was unpacking them and I dropped a compressed bag of linen onto my foot, broke my toenail. Fast forward 3 months, I had staphylococcus and...
Pardon?
What's this?
Staphylococcus, it's an infection.
It's a Greek workmate.
and then fast forward another month or so, and I had silver nitrate applied to my toe several times, and then eventually I had it taken off. And now I have 9 toes, and I lost a year of my life. And
lost a whole year of your life to toe?
Yeah, because I couldn't do anything. I couldn't walk. I had to learn to like reshape my foot because I've been walking on the side of my foot. I missed a year of life with my son. I slept on a beanbag for a year, giant beanbag, obviously, because I'm not.
A beanbag because the bed was going to shape.
Well, no, because if I laid in bed, I would lay like I normally would lay, and then I would put my, I'd like stub my toe on the bed, was on a beanbag, I just lay in it and it would mould around me and I'd just lay there crying.
This is really difficult because I really want to take the piss out of this story, but it might be true.
Yeah, I'm trying not to laugh. Also, I didn't say, oh my God, because you may not have one toe. It's because the cat scared me. It's not because I'm disgusted. Okay.
That's a lie. But...
Yeah.
Lie.
That was so shallow. No, men for you. Just imagine taking her home after a like suave night out of the pub and everybody starts addressing. No toes! I'm out of here. Stefan, what? Not a chance.
I don't know what no one called Stefan. This is definitely
Cockus. I actually thought that you were back in the linen closet with as Ross said, the Greek help.
Cleaning lady.
Cleaning lady.
I mean, that was a very kind of concise story. I'm not really sure what questions I can ask about that.
How painful was it?
Extremely.
How big is a pack of compressed linen? How many sheets would you get in that if you were
a good 10 to 15 duvet covers compressed to probably 6 inches thickness.
Like proper vacuum seal?
Yeah. So okay. You don't quite gauge
it's
properly.
It's got to be full on He-Man, surely, to be able to lift that shit around.
Yeah, I'll put some vacuum sealed bags in the loft of Molly's clothes and it weighs a fucking ton.
Yeah, they are heavy.
They do weigh.
How do you spell Staphylococcus?
I'll give it a stab. S T E F F.
You're wrong.
L A. C O C K U S. So. Actually, I think it's called Staphylococcus, but not Staphylococcus.
Ah, you'll be right. Take it.
Batman.
I don't even know where to go with this.
How old were you?
How old was I? 24, 25.
What hotel was it?
Travelodge in Mansfield. Well, Travelodge in Sutton.
Let's get very specific. How much did you get paid an hour?
Not enough.
Not enough to be dropping fucking linen on your toe.
But then again, I could do my whole job in 2 hours and it was a 10-hour shift. So the amount of World of Warcraft I played at work... And the amount of wrestling I'd watch Raw live every night if I was working on Monday, and I used to watch Lost live every as well.
Now, hang on a minute, right? Because like I've got death in service and all kinds of stuff, and every time I start a new job, Hannah checks my like terms of work to see how much she'd get if I lost various digits or limbs. Did you get a payout?
Hold on, you sit at a computer and go turn it on and off again.
Hang
what's
on the
worst
in it now, right?
What's the worst thing that's going to happen?
Sometimes I. Yeah, that's pretty much what I did.
Are you going to get RSI?
Did you get a payout, though, John? Did you get a payout?
No, I didn't. No, and my sick pay ran out after 6 months, and I was off for over a year, so...
So outrageous.
What treatment did you have? Because said you had, like, that thing.
First of all, I went... Like, I was a bit of a... I'm all right, I'm fine. Went on holiday with my mum and dad and my wife and my son. I got salt water in it. Can you imagine how that felt?
I mean,
on a scale of 1 to 10?
Exactly, yeah, 12.
Concept.
So I got that, and then my mum saw it, saw my toe, and it was like getting all black and stuff. And she's like, we've got to get this sorted. So when we came back, went to Kingsmill to A&E, doctor ripped my nail off, and
it wasn't bread. I went to Hovis, and.
Yeah, and they absorbed it. They absorbed it all with the bread, yeah. So, best of both worlds. I got a sandwich, and my toe was better.
This is the most elaborate and well thought out lie I've ever heard in my fucking life. Yeah, or this is blatantly true.
Yeah, I'm saying true, false, definitely.
I am never speaking to you ever again because I can't believe
it. I'm going with false.
Really?
I'm saying true.
I'm going with
yeah, because it's not all, basically you said it. I can't remember like some sort of metal thing that they dripped on your toe.
Nitrate.
Yeah,
silver nitrate.
Yeah.
It's not on the list of things that the NHS give you.
Oh, I was researching this.
Oh, hang on, there's Googling. I didn't
really... was it silver nitrate?
I'm sorry, I was trying to find out the spelling because I was like, this is what?
I mean, milk of magnesium.
As far as I'm aware, it was silver nitrate because it was basically like eyeliner, like that looked like a pencil eyeliner, and it was silver and did like rub it on to the infection. And then about 3 minutes later, it stunk. I can it turned into a mini nuclear explosion. It literally looked like a mushroom cloud.
Oh,
awesome! I'm saying true.
True.
three that, trues, that one false. Badass. Sorry, we're all against doing the fun. Yeah,
it has to go with a majority vote. Yeah. Don't worry. I'm probably wrong. I'm just being an asshole.
Okay. So, John?
It's true. And do you want a picture of the nuclear explosion?
No.
Oh, I was just about to... I was searching my OneDrive for it.
I'm on Skype right now. Just turn your webcam on.
Really. No,
well, no, because it doesn't look like that now, does it? Now it's like...
Now he's just missing one.
Yeah, now I'm just... Yeah.
Oh my God, I don't want to laugh about this. Is it? The problem I've got is that was. There's no way that I can top that. I can't be that off the cuff. I mean, I was hopefully going to lie on mine, but now I'm just not so sure. I can't. If people start asking me those kinds of questions, I can't stand up to the pressure.
I won't Google foo.
I like that.
I didn't. I'm all right with it now. at the time, I wasn't all right with it now. Because it literally did cost me a year of my life. I was in so much pain and just played lots of World of Warcraft and stuff, so it was all right.
To be honest with you, I lost a year of my life to World of Warcraft, but not...
I lost more to World of Warcraft itself. That's an infection that's still going on, so there is no cure for that. So.
Yay!
Representing Storm Rage.
I mean, John loses, but we win.
I didn't lose my foot. I thought you said my foot then. I was like, lie. Lie.
Oh my God.
Does anybody want to go next?
Yeah, I'll go.
Okay, Ross, go.
Okay.
Lie.
I once sang, performed is more a better word for this, performed the Spice Girls classic Stop to a classroom full of Russian school children.
Okay.
What?
Recite it. Let's go. I was a massive Spice Girls fan. I will know if you get this wrong. Come on.
I have a no singing clause in my window place.
I don't care. I'm new. I don't abide. I haven't signed anything yet. So.
Wait, you've got a contract?
Oh wait, God. Did you sing it in English or Russian?
In English.
Why were you singing to Russian school children?
If it was in Russian, it would have just been like Putin, 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 Putin.
Plays all the lyrics with that.
Yeah.
I was on a school history trip to Russia.
Okay.
I was going to say, if you weren't in Mansfield then, because that would have been a blatant lie, because furthest that we've been outside of England is like Dorset or something. So.
So wait, hang on a minute. No, I want to go back to the original. I'd like you to recite the chorus.
Stop right now. Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch.
Hey, you, always on the run.
Always on the run. Gotta slow down, baby. Gotta have some fun.
Stop, keep going.
Stop crying.
Brilliant. That's it.
This is gold. Okay.
Where
were you in Russia when you did this?
We were in, I think this was in St. Petersburg.
Okay.
Ah, it's too well known of a location for it to potentially be true.
It's a school history trip.
It's a school history trip. You're not going to go to fucking Kazakhstan or something.
He's Pakistan.
I don't even know what that's a thing. Why? Go on.
Yeah, why were you singing? To Russian school children.
We went to a Russian school to like see how the other half live, I suppose.
Wait, how old was you? Was this like a grooming thing?
It was a school trip, so yeah, I was on school age.
Okay, but you're all right, you were a school child. You didn't
yes.
Like... Yeah, but you say of school age, so that's anywhere between 11 and what, 16, 17?
No, 5 and 17.
They're not gonna send 11-year-olds to Russia, they're not gonna have them back.
Did you drink?
I was 14 when this happened.
Did you drink?
Well, obviously.
Did you trust you when you were there?
I had to... Well, this is another... I can't tell it. It's another story. It may be true, it may be false. Yes, there was drinking involved in the trip to Russia.
But in the singing? Was there drinking involved in the singing?
No.
Did this sober?
That didn't portray a good message of the English people.
But singing Spice Girls was... That was... That was culturally acceptable, was it?
According to the Year 11 girls who made us do it, yes, it was.
Why did they make you... I don't understand. Was
it all makes sense. It all makes sense now.
Sing Spice Girls.
You'd have been like Year 9, wouldn't you, then? So you'd have just been like boobs.
Exactly. If Year 11 girl told you to do something...
Yeah.
You're just like...
So what... Hang on. What year did you go over there, then?
But if he was 14, he was Year 9 or 10.
Yeah, so they're about
I was year 10.
So why were the year 11 girls there?
Because it was a 2-year trip.
That's asking for sex, that is. That's a dangerous prospect.
So you're what? You're 31 now.
Yeah.
So you did it when you were 14.
I was 15 on the trip. I had my birthday in Russia.
So
that would have been 15, 16, 17 years ago. My math's horrible.
16 years ago, yeah.
16 years
ago. What subject took you?
What? Sorry.
Like, what subject took you? Like, when they were like, oh, yeah, we got a history trip.
Yeah, it was a history trip.
Okay, what did you learn?
Not a great
Tell thing. Us the complete history of Russia. In chronological order.
On the first
I
day,
learned that
they made Putin.
There's shots of vodka for people in shops in Russia to drink to warm themselves up.
Yeah, they also have the highest death rate.
Yeah, that
could
be.
Because people drink vodka and their internal body temperature drops. Well, no, it doesn't drop. They don't feel the cold, so they just die of hypothermia.
I can't get to the point where this is false. I can't.
I've got to go false just because it's yeah.
I thought I was all right at lying, but I'm now starting to think that.
Did your parents sign that release slip?
What, for me to go to Russia?
Yeah.
Yes. They paid £600 for this as well.
But like, you had your birthday over there. That's
just
like it's a pretty big thing to lose
my child to Russia.
Mm.
It's pretty big to lose your birthday to it.
You all seem quite confused.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with false.
Because there's nothing that I can ask that is going to help here.
Oh, no, not at all.
I have to take a punt.
What year did Stop come out?
Well, it would have been 97, 98. It was one of the... I'm sounding so geeky right now. Well, whatever.
I don't think geeky is the word.
Yeah, not geeky. You know what I mean? Well, no, because geek...
Game.
Geek isn't... If we look in the dictionary, it doesn't mean somebody with technology.
If we look in the dictionary, we will find...
We will find a picture.
I think the word you're looking for is lame.
Lame.
It was released in 97. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was released in 1997.
Because I think it was...
Minority bullying a geek minority.
I think it might have been their second album, so...
Okay, so if it was out in 97, so it had been out a little while then.
Two or three years, yeah.
Had it been released in Russia yet?
Were you
breaching
no idea.
Some sort of chart release?
Wow. Is that why would you sing a Spice Girls song like
we
a
broke
year
it
after
in
they
Russia.
Broke up? Or whatever. You know.
What? Do you fly?
Why?
Presumably you flew there.
Yes, we flew there.
Did your class take up most of the plane?
There was about 30 in total.
What was the food on the plane?
What's your passport number?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What did you eat on the plane?
Stop it.
I'm shining the light in his face. He's going to crack.
I didn't eat anything on the plane.
How many wings did the plane have?
You didn't eat anything on the plane. How did you soak up the vodka? Who was flying it?
Where did you fly from?
We flew from Southampton.
Was it a direct flight?
Yes.
Does Southampton do direct flights to Russia? Google.
Right, it did in 99.
Oh, good grief.
Did it?
I'm not going to have to Google. I don't know now. I don't think the history will go back that far.
So what year did you go out there?
1999.
Lie.
He turned 15.
Mm.
Fuck. Oh, shit.
My birthday's in February as well, by the way.
Fuck.
I thought I had you there.
He would have ended school in Stevenson, which means that he was the school year behind me, which is right because I finished school in 99.
Yeah, I finished 2000.
I'm going to have to go true. This is far too elaborate and amazing.
The song came out when he was 14. I don't think that anyone here has the ability to come up with something so... correlating in dates. I'm going to go with true. Sorry, Ross.
False.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say false.
Yeah.
Okay. So wait,
there's something about it that doesn't add up.
We've got two truths and two falses here. How are we going? We're at a deadlock. Everybody needs to ask a question, and we'll have to make our decision based on that.
Okay. My question is it true?
I was going to ask, would you lie to me?
Lewis. what doesn't add up, Lewis?
I don't know, there's just something about it that doesn't...
The location seems weird.
For me, it's the birthday thing. It's missing out on a birthday, going to Russia and singing in front of Russian people.
To be fair,
somebody said to me, you're 14, you're about to...
What was the weather like?
That drinks vodka instead of water and there's a bunch of year 11 girls going, I'll be on the plane before they finish the sentence.
What was the weather like at that time of year?
Fucking freezing.
Shit.
And then what about in Russia?
Minus 30 odd in Russia.
Did you wear one of those awesome hats?
Yes.
I'm sold, it's true.
Yeah, no, no, I changed my tune, it's true.
It is true.
Oh! Damn!
Okay.
There is VHS evidence of it as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Let's get it on the YouTubes.
You say cool, Elle.
Yeah, in the loosest sense of the word. Cruising.
That's pretty cool. I'm going to go over to Russia and sing Spice Girls too. It's like, nobody does that enough. That doesn't happen enough. I think public relations between countries would be much better. That Turkey shit would never
happen. I was just about to say, yeah, they should do a duet.
Just got up and started going, hey, you, let's have some stuff. Right? We've got to slow it down, baby. I don't know all the words, but, you know, that kind of thing. Then Turkey would be like, fuck it, fly away.
<It'd be fine. laughs> They should do two becomes one, shouldn't they, for Russia and Turkey?
Right, we can stop now. I don't know any Spice Girls songs. Okay, who's going next? Elle, Lewis, have you got a story?
Elle,
okay.
Have you got one?
Yeah.
You got it?
I've got a statement.
Have you got the elaborate?
No, it's actually really succinct.
Okay. Right.
Okay. The first fluent language I spoke was Pingu.
Wah, wah. How can we substantiate that?
How old were you when you...
I don't fucking know. when I could start speaking.
This isn't fair. She doesn't even know the backstory because she can't remember. Say,
did
hey,
you watch
on the run, gotta slow it down, baby, gotta have some fun in Pingu.
Pingu was amazing.
Pingu
was awesome.
Pingu in Welsh or English?
English? What? Well, does it even have English words? It doesn't.
Yeah, because it's done in. This is why I think this is bollocks. Because, well, on the one hand, it could be true because it's crazy enough for Elle is crazy enough to have learnt Pingu.
Yeah, but you can't learn.
on the other hand, I think it's bollocks because she's too vague.
Yeah, did you spend a period of your youth just speaking like Pingu? Is that the whole thing, like refusing to speak English or learn English because you were speaking Pingu?
Yeah.
False.
Where were you when you grew out of it? Was it when we met you or?
She's still doing it now. Have you seen? Skype's got the built-in translator. Nah, and it's translating for us.
He's just that thing.
It was on CBeebies and CBBC. There's no way Wales had that in there.
No, it used to be on BBC 2.
All right, we may be in Mordor, but it's not the fucking...
Mordor.
Actually, it was on in Wales. Because yeah. I was living in Wales when I was a child. And I used to... I remember...
How much older than Elle are you, Lewis? This is a roundabout way of asking Elle how old she is, basically.
6 or 7 years?
I think we might.
No, you know how old I am.
I don't know how old my wife is.
But like, did it take your parents a while? Did you have to go to special counselling to learn English, whatever they wanted?
No.
Was it reruns then?
Take you to counselling.
Because if Louis is that much older, was it reruns? Because if Louis is that much older than you,
seriously, if she can't even speak English, she doesn't know whether they're reruns or not.
No, as in the because of the age. Because I first recall watching Pingu when I was about 6 or 7, when my mum met my dad. Obviously, it's not my real dad, because that would be weird if I was to be time travel. speaking of Wales, Doctor Who. Anyway, and I watched, I remember him introducing me to, you'll love this, the mix of Pingu, Red Dwarf, and Star Trek The Next Generation. What an introduction.
How does Pingu get in there? Where are we going?
Pingu is amazing.
Because that was what was on when I came back from school, and then later that night...
Pingu will be the ceiling. How could you not like Pingu?
There's nothing we can go with here, because she doesn't know anything. She doesn't, like, have any recollection of what was going on. We can't ask her questions because she was too young. This is cheating. This is that
Polish
boy that beat the bloody Turing test.
I'm going false again.
I'm not true.
Oh,
I'm intrigued.
Louis?
I
think Louis passed out. He can't handle the truth.
You know what? I'm going true just because it's Elle. If it was anyone else,
God, that's bollocks.
I'd be like, yeah, that's utter nonsense. But actually, yeah,
so
I'm...
The final answer is 3 true, 1 false, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You fucking know me too well. I did go through a period. My parents were trying to teach me how to speak. And it was going rather well. And you know how babies sometimes do baby talk? Yeah, none of that shit for me. It was actually really eloquent. And then I started watching Pingu, and then that's all I would speak.
I love the fact that they were making headway. And she's just fuck this language, he's bollocks. Right, look at Penguin, he's got
people,
it right.
actually commented to my parents, like, oh, you know, like your child is, you know, so well-spoken, and it's so early on. And then Pingu got introduced, and fuck that, nuked everything.
Penguin.
Child Jesus.
For like a year.
Fucking prodigy with your phone, get out, wait, let's quick, let's go take her to Oxford University. And then it's like,
Can you tell us the capital of Russia?
Nope.
She's clearly got Russia.
Worst child ever.
You troll your parents, didn't you?
It fucking did, right?
Oh,
my God. Just
trolling parents. I've got a great one for the next one, then.
Oh, okay. Right.
Who's next?
Who's next?
Go on, then, Louis.
Until the age of about 3 or 4, my mum used to introduce me as a little girl.
No.
Oh, what did she call you?
Yeah.
When did you grow your beard?
When I was 5. I just drew it on.
Go on.
When asked about a name, what did she say?
Louise.
Okay. Oh, that
was it just the introduction, or was it like, you know, you were completely like dressed in...
It's been
scarred him for life.
Were you gender confused until the age of 5?
I was just wearing kind of non-gender specific clothing. Then.
Everything was yellow.
Did she really want a girl and you appeared?
Yeah.
Right. Is this where the Hello Kitty and My Little Pony shit comes from?
Yes, occasional flashbacks.
Is this what fueled that?
Is that a genuine question?
is there an element of gender confusion in your life?
No.
I love that. Oh, this is amazing.
Is this why I don't play Xbox at weekends?
Oh my God, that would be brilliant. I'm just wondering how we put makeup around it.
What, around my beard? Yeah, at the weekend, I'm actually a bearded lady.
Oh, that's amazing.
Okay, I'm going to put a question for this.
I really want this to be true.
Did she ever explain to you why she did it?
No.
Now, that sounded like you were trying to make something up. Quick enough.
Well, the thing is like, I was, when I was a child, I had long hair, and it kind of started off where people would say, oh, what a cute little girl you've got, and it just kind of went from there.
Did she, like, laugh it off after a while? Did she just go, oh, I'm only kidding, he's got a penis?
No, she just kind of stopped doing it. When I got to the age where I was wearing more gender-specific clothing.
But what would people say? You're having us on.
That's an ugly girl.
Yeah.
I think people are assholes.
Fuck you, John.
So I'm going with true.
She'll grow into them ears.
Who did she say this to? Was it men in vans?
No, just
oh
like...
Oh my God.
What? She wasn't buying an AK-47.
Throw her in for free. Okay. I'm a little concerned now.
I've got to go with true.
I'm really ripping into this, but I'm concerned that it might actually have happened. do you know, I've got to go false on this. I fail to believe that a mother would not, without laughing, willingly want to do that to her child who would then remember. So I'm going to say false.
Yeah, I'm going to keep going with false, yeah.
I'm saying true. It explains the bald head.
You get bold
the
women.
I have a receding hairline has absolutely nothing to do with that.
Hey, so have I. I've got. A
although
bit
the stress could have contributed. L?
I'm going with true because I think people are assholes.
Are you calling Louis' mum an asshole?
Everyone is an asshole.
Oh, everyone. I thought you were specifically Louise Mother.
No.
Oh, sorry, John. Was that a bit close to the boat?
I have no idea what you said.
So okay, that's fine then.
I'll have to listen to it in edit.
I've just got it. Are we all going true?
No,
I'm going false. Yeah.
I said false.
Mm-hmm. You're now going true.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, then one more question each.
All right, okay.
How has this affected you?
No, that's...
That's a bit deep for a light, frothy entertainment podcast.
And tell me how that made you feel.
How is your relationship with your mother?
Yeah.
Show me on the bed.
Who was that? What kind of psychiatrist did you? What was your relationship with your mother?
Did you agenda swap in the bedroom?
Right, I'm saying false to end this now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dead.
Oh, God.
Somebody's killed her. She's dead.
I'm sticking with false.
Yeah, well, I've changed to false.
Okay, false. Going with false.
Al, are you still saying true?
That's a yes.
That was a yes.
Yeah.
Go on, Lewis. Enlighten us.
That's actually false.
Yay!
Good well done.
She, I did have long hair. Yeah. And I did get confused for a girl, but my mum quickly rectified that.
See, that's the kind of thing...
By drawing on a beard.
By shaving his hair off. Look, he's bald now. Okay, that was actually pretty good. You had me going right until the point it sounded like you were trying to think of something to say and then just fluffed it. So that was all right. So does that mean it's my turn?
It is,
yeah.
Okay. I've been thinking about this. This might be a tricky one because, yeah, okay. Fine. Me and one of my mates once had a very alcohol-fueled night in which, well, which culminated in...
Do we want to know the rest of this story? Just one time at...
Which culminated in me snorting chili flakes.
I think this is true. Just off the bat.
Yeah. That's my
nostril.
Which nostril?
Which nostril?
Mm-hmm. Was it for a £20 note rolled up?
What was it? No. Oh, actually, yes, we did roll money up. Yeah.
Oh, this makes it more believable for me.
Money up.
But it was £100 note.
It started off, he was joking and saying how he wanted a coffee, but he couldn't be bothered to make one, so he'd just put the coffee in his mouth and pour boiling water in. Because that's how Marines drink it. And I was just like, fuck water, you just snort the coffee and the sugar. And so that was what we did. We got some powdered milk and some coffee granules and some sugar. And we did lines of coffee granules and powdered milk and sugar, which I wouldn't recommend, if I'm being honest. Then it escalated from there and we went through, we were raiding the spice cupboard. We didn't really have a spice cupboard. We raided the cupboard that had spice shit in it and we went through a few different things. And we ended
cinnamon
with...
Cinnamon, one of them.
Yeah, no, not cinnamon, actually. And I only found out about the cinnamon challenge years later, and I'm kind of glad that it never happened.
Yeah.
Also, I'd never get a whole stick up my nose. That was a problem. That we
used to stick to snort the chili.
It kind of escalated from there. We went through a few different things, and then eventually we had these chili flakes, and it was just like, who would do it? And it didn't feel great. It didn't feel brilliant.
I'm going to go false, because... Two things. One, you said, oh, I'll never be able to top that, so you've come up with something ludicrous. Two, surely you would have stopped after... You'd have stopped after coffee and sugar.
Maybe coffee and sugar's good.
Sue, get me the coffee and sugar. I want to snort some.
You had to chop it up.
Also, get the ambulance ready.
The coffee, but the lumps were too big because it was instant coffee. So we had to put it down on a chopping board. And we were drunk anyway. And we had to chop it up with a knife.
Specific for somebody that was drunk.
Yeah, but the thing is, Rich has eaten the most ratchet food fantasies that you've ever heard of. Like, oh yeah, let's have this Branston and pickle ham sandwich.
There's no wrong with Branston and pickle
and ham.
Toasty. Oh god.
And also fucking hot chocolate in a kettle. This is as fucking outrageous as it should be for it.
Brown toasties.
But were you drunk at the time of when you did these other things?
It was the day that ended in wiser chances.
How old were you?
What, when I did this?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. No,
when you started this discussion.
20, I don't fucking know.
Were you with Hannah at the time?
Yes. Yeah, she was there. 27?
Is she available for 27? You're too old for this. You should know better.
27 or 20, might be 26.
Do you have children?
Is Hannah there so we can validate the story?
Hannah isn't, but she's not coming over to validate or the story.
Hannah!
How old were you when you had your first
right,
child?
I need to go on to GeoCities.
And no!
I'm saying true.
What, my oldest kid is 6.
Okay.
And you're the year above Ross, you're 32, 33.
Yeah, I'm 32, yeah.
No, it wasn't. Really, because surely Hannah would have been pregnant with your child at this point.
Do you know what? I can't even remember if she's been born or if she was pregnant or what. I can't remember.
No. Fatherhood makes you not put chili up your nose.
Instead,
it's just diapers. Diapers? I'm not American. Nappies?
I never fit on my nose.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I'll say false.
Yeah, false.
Do?
I'm saying true.
Ooh, well.
Louis, yeah, where are you?
True.
I'm just like, it's so outrageous.
Okay, so we're going to have to ask questions because we're at deadlock.
Would you do it again?
No.
How much money would convince you to do it again?
No.
Would you lie to me?
Now we're talking about it. $5,000.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'd do it for 5,000. No problem.
Yeah, you do a lot of things for 5,000.
I do, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Which nostril? You never answered.
I don't know. We went through a combination. Actually, I think with the chili, because the problem that we had with the chili is we had to put it in a shot glass, so we couldn't do a line of it properly.
No, you're adding stuff to it now.
Dried chili flakes.
Yeah, it was chili flakes. No, stop. What? Don't say.
She's like telling that bullshit story again about you snorting chili.
Because they're supposed to be guessing whether I'm telling the truth or lying. Just be quiet, please.
You're lying.
Shut up.
False.
Anyone wants to change to false? Because I'm saying false.
No, I'm sticking with true.
Oh.
I'm sorry, I'm really stubborn.
So you're sticking to true?
You just have to tell us which you want this one.
A dead mate? Is that sort of thing?
A deadlock.
Stalemate.
That's the right kind of mate. What do we do? What do we do?
Keep the coin.
Do you just want to know, or do you...
Just say you win and tell us.
Yeah.
It's true.
Oh, I fucking knew it!
Absolutely 100% true. Me and my mate Mike, we escalated. Can you remember the kind of stuff that we went through before we got to Chili Flakes, Han?
Nesquik.
Yes, that's right. Lewis, how did you know about Nesquik?
I was there as well.
You asked Hannah on Facebook. Are you kidding? That is a step above Googling.
That disqualification.
Yeah, that's true. Nesquik. Was there anything else? I can't even remember. We went through a few different... Hey?
Oh my god.
Paprika. Paprika, sweetener.
See, because Rich is one of the only fucking mental ass people is as bullshittingly outrageous as me.
Yes, that was what we did in the shot glass. That's right. We snorted vodka. We couldn't get, because we were joking, laughing and joking, saying, "Will you drink vodka?" And it wasn't vodka, it was schnapps. Sorry, it was schnapps. Let's correct this. It was schnapps. And it was just like, well, we obviously can't like put that on a board and put a line in it. So we put it in shot glass. We did that. And then I think we put the chili flakes in it afterwards. But we did also do chili flakes separately.
You could have, though. You could have put it in the freezer, frozen it, smashed it up and end on it.
There are so many different ways you could do this. And I've got to say, I would not recommend any one of them. It was just one of those things that you do. And the stupid thing is we hadn't even been... This wasn't like out. This wasn't a massive party. You know how you do drinking games where there's loads of people over there? It's like, oh, no, this brilliant drinking game. You nearly kill yourself. No, no, it was just me and him. We were like, oh, let's try this.
And Hannah there with a bump going, this is your father.
There was a few, no, Hannah was taking pictures. There was a few other people there as well, but they didn't want to join in. They were like, no, fucking, I'm not getting involved in this. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
There you go.
You think you know someone. I don't know you, but you think you know someone.
Let's do another round.
Are we doing another round? I don't ask that. That's
we'll
all I got.
Quick.
That's
we'll
all I got.
Quick.
Okay, fine. Right, who wants to go? I'm not going again.
Okay, I can go first because I have something else. I once got rushed to A&E for eating strepsils.
True. It's a suicide attempt. Before we go.
Yeah, we need to
really dark.
I'm concerned with, like, because, like, we've already gone through this, Lewis, and there was a considerable amount of, like, worry. That his mum might have done him permanent damage.
This podcast's been dark once, so I don't really know you.
Is this something that maybe we need to discuss off air?
No.
No? Okay.
Was it an allergic reaction?
No.
I'm going to guess that she was young. How old were you?
I was before 10. Like, it was the pre-double digits era.
9 o'clock?
it was pre-watershed.
I don't know the exact age I was. I remember the experience.
What flavour strepsils?
They were pink.
Pink flavour.
Pink
flavour. My favourite flavour.
Were these the old strepsils that used to make your tongue go numb?
Well, I ate an entire pack of them. So...
Where were they kept? Like, where did you get them from?
So... I asked my mum for a strepsil, and my mother told me no. And she proceeded to put them on top of a wardrobe, like an old wooden wardrobe, so I wouldn't reach them. So I waited until she was in the kitchen, and I took a chair, and I took it upstairs into my parents' bedroom. I put it up against the wardrobe, and I climbed it, and I got the pack of strepsils, and I ate all of them.
Look, just one after the other for your mouth.
Well, I see. Hang on a minute, right? I've got a couple of issues with this. More than a couple, if I'm being honest. But I'm going back to Lewis's parenting thing. Now, I'm pretty sure there's an element of truth in this. But what mum? And I'm sorry, Ella, she did actually do this. But what mum would go? No, you're not having these. I'm going to put them on top of this wardrobe. Wouldn't you like put them in a cupboard or like a sealed tub? Or wait until the kid can see what you were doing. You're just like mocking them, dangling them over their head while you're putting them on top of this wardrobe.
Here they are, but you can't have them.
Yeah, no, this doesn't seem like a good idea. And like, why were you asking for a strepsil in the first place?
Because I really like the taste of them.
Who knows the taste of them? And Rich's weird food, that's odd.
Ironically, I got a really sore throat after this.
Yeah, fully like have a pipe down your throat, pump your stomach in.
Like, is there actually any medicinal value in strepsils? Like, I thought
they would... do have...
just the antiseptic thing,
like,
isn't it?
Antiseptic stuff, like...
Slight numbing thing in them as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
It does numb it as well.
Like Jolly Ranchers. Jolly
Ranchers.
When Jolly Ranchers first came out, they used to make your face go numb. They tasted like gas.
Oh, my God.
They did. Jolly Ranchers used to taste like gas. I don't even know where to go with this, right?
I can't. It's not possible to eat a whole packet of strips.
I can. No, I totally. Seriously, wait till she gets older, Ross.
Yeah, true.
They will eat a whole pack of Alka-Seltzer if you leave it available. I would. Now, the only other issue I've got with this is L's smart. And at 10, or just before 10, I'm pretty confident L would have been smart enough not to eat an entire pack of Strepsils.
Yeah, if she learned Pingu, then surely she's smart enough.
Do you know what I mean? If she could learn Pingu prior to 6, you know, like 2 or 3, she can learn.
Well, maybe that was a rebellious stage. Instead of painting a room black, she
ate a pack of Strepsils. Yeah, you made me speak Welsh, I'm fucking down in these Strepsils.
Yeah. Maybe I'll sound like Tom Jones.
I think I'm going to go false for this.
Yeah, same.
I think I'm going to go. I'm going to have to go false. It's on the edge of it, but just a couple of things, Elle. A couple of things are adding up for me.
Should I ask? Get Louis to ask Hannah on Facebook. So should I?
No, I don't know Hannah or no. Louis, what do you reckon to this? Did Elle in fact eat an entire pack of Strepsils that her mum had put on top of a wardrobe to stop her from getting?
I'm going to say this is true.
So this is the only true here.
Is it because everybody's an asshole? Is that why?
Pretty much.
Well, I think the majority is false. So go on, Elle, hit us with it.
That's true.
What?
And my mum got in fucking trouble when we were at the hospital as well. Really? For letting me eat a whole packet of Strepsils.
But to be fair, what did she say? But she's really fucking resourceful.
Yeah,
she blindsided me with Pingu, stole a chair, she was up on that wardrobe before I knew what was going on.
Nah, the best is when I got in trouble for escaping my parents in a zoo and getting into a giraffe enclosure.
Oh my god, this is
and all my parents saw with me running towards this giraffe.
You're my new mum!
She's like, it started with penguins and now it's a giraffe.
Oh, zookeeper screaming at my parents, control your child!
Control your giraffe!
Yeah, exactly.
Why is it eating her?
One of them is going to kill the other, right? It's not my child, just the problem here.
I can't believe that was true.
Yeah, I think this is one of the things where I hate being told no.
Your parents were pro-parenting. Like, brilliant. Like, we're going to start teaching our child English, but Pingu comes out. Mm-hmm. We're gonna not let her eat sweets and just put them up on top of a wardrobe and she ends up in A&E, and then we're just going to feed her to giraffes.
Well, it's the thing that I always used to disagree with is because I've said so. And I'm like, well, that's not a fucking good enough reason. I'm going to eat this.
Wait till you're a parent.
Wait till you're a parent.
Seriously. No,
I'm not even a parent. But having spent an extended amount of time at Richard's and with my girlfriend.
It's fine, I got a cat.
I know that. Because I fucking said so. That's why.
That is exactly it. But when I became a parent, like when Hannah was pregnant, I always used to say, I will never say that. That is the most irritating thing in the world. Children need reasons. No, children need fucking backhands. Because I said so is effectively saying, because I do not expect to explain every single fucking thing, put the kettle down.
Do as I say, not as I do. That's what I say.
Yeah, exactly.
My daughter's 19 months and started saying why now.
Oh, yes. Yep. It begins.
It's brilliant that they want to know things, but there's a couple of times where you're in the heat in the moment.
Yeah.
Right? Where it's just like, don't run in front of that car! Why?
Why?
So, if it's not helping us right now, right, there is no explanation that I can give you that is going to make
it's intelligent children, though. They're the problem.
Yeah.
Don't jump on daddy again. Why? Because he can't breathe. That was a scenario from about an hour before the podcast. That is not a thing. But anyway, breaking news.
You might actually kill him.
Wayward Pines season 2 has been confirmed for next year. Yay. I don't know. That's not false. That's true. That's true.
Fine, good. Right, who's going to go next?
I will. Unless you go.
We got doubles.
Fighting for it.
We'll go for Ross first.
Okay. Oh, I have
right favoritism.
Last time.
You dick.
Fuck off.
You've been there more than me. Okay. So I have been happily married since 2007.
False.
I never actually proposed to my wife.
True.
Whoa.
Oh, what happened? You just turn up at the church? Sling this on, love.
Guys. Remember that one? That's what I got you. Ta-da!
See,
so what happened then?
I'll say true.
Well, this is right. Lewis said true immediately, which means that I think he knows about this.
I just think
a lot of people
something don't vaguely propose. Rings a bell.
Did you just kind of like generically agree? Yeah, we'll probably get married, and then just do it.
So, how did you buy the ring?
I bought that And that sorry, was I'm all, so sorry. That was secretive-ish. Like, she didn't know I was doing it. I bought it. And then I basically asked if she loved me, and she said yes. And I said, well, you better have this then.
Yeah, definitely. That's a Mansfield thing. Don't matter if you only lived there for 2 years. It's a Mansfield thing. Yeah, have it then.
I spent a good 3 months in there every year.
So you did actually propose. You just never...
Well,
you just did a shit
will you marry
not
me?
Traditionally.
What? My dad proposed in a shit way. Took my mum outside a jeweler's and went, well, fucking choose one then.
False. True.
I'm going to go with true.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. I got one right. Yeah. I got two right, actually.
Right, Lewis, you can have your go now.
There is a hotel in Southampton that I am now no longer allowed in.
Because
telling the story, and then
I got quite drunk, and a friend of mine, first thing in the early hours of the morning, decided that testicle architecture was a good idea.
What do you mean by testicle architecture?
So shaping your testicles to look like things.
This sounds painful.
Like what?
Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Christmas tree.
It was one of them, actually.
How do you do that without the whole stem? Wait, stop. Wait, where were you? Were you in like a bar?
No, in the hotel lobby.
You were in the lobby?
Fucking hell.
Whose testicles, yours or his?
Both.
So what he modelled like yours or you modelled
no,
yours?
We,
and he modelled
no,
it.
We modelled our own.
Oh, okay.
Is it a competition to create the most elaborate?
Or sculpted, rather.
Clyde.
So it wasn't a one-to-one size
Christmas tree.
God.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
If I was like a hotel lobby, I don't care how drunk I was, my balls were not malleable enough. What? I can't even... I don't... The problem is I think this is true. This is the issue I'm running into.
Yeah, I want this to be true.
I want it... I don't... I'd like to know what hotel you are ever going to be in again, because I'm not going to go there. Like, how do you even get to this point? Does somebody go, oh, have a look at this! You know? Oh, it's...
Christmas tree.
Put your finger on top of this! What was the first thing you modelled?
A hot dog.
Oh, classic. My God.
That's not balls, though. That's just getting your whole wang out.
Last chicken at
Sainsbury's. No, because there's the one with the...
Well, I'm pretty sure you can imagine what was the hot dog and what was the bun.
What was the bun, yeah.
You put your balls around your hot dog.
Yeah, but did you put your sausage around
your
hot dog? No! Because otherwise, you've either got...
Do you know what? Forgetting
don't you dare be trying this right now.
What's happening? What's happening with Lewis and his mate in this hotel. I would love to be the people behind the counter in the lobby. Just be stood there kind of going,
what the?
How old were you?
They're getting the bollocks out. Well, what do we do? Oh.
I
was like, you deal with it. No, he's got his fucking neck. He's wrapping his bollocks around his waist. No, I'm not going over there. What do they do? Call the police?
No.
Were you asked to leave and never come back?
Yeah, so the next morning I was asked to leave.
They let you sleep there?
They didn't really have much choice because there was one person. No. Two people.
False. Come on, false. Fuck it.
I don't think
you would do this.
We've had a good laugh.
I want it to be true, but I'm going to say false.
I want to believe that you wouldn't do this. It's just a core part of me that is desperate to
I'm so conflicted. I'm just staring at your profile picture, just like
imagining the balls.
Tell me your secrets. People do this.
I can send you all a picture of my testicles if you want.
No,
I'm good, thanks.
I'm interested in the physics of the hot dog situation, but no, I'm all right.
Yeah, that's the one that's got me like, what? It's like
don't Google image testicular.
You stretch it out and then you kind of wrap it around a little bit.
Yeah, but
no. People have done this. I've been.
It was like a sausage roll more than a hot dog.
What kind of temperature was it in this lobby?
It was March, so it was. They had the heating on, so it was quite warm.
Yeah, I was going to say because it got a bit chilly, and there's no modelling going to happen. The little chipolata in retreat, you know.
Yeah, if you were warm.
They were swinging free and easy.
No, do you know what? I'm going to go with false. Because I think the level of finesse that would be required to model something as intricate as that, where the other person can actually guess it, especially when you've got hair to contend with, I'm not going with it. I'm going false.
You wouldn't be a podcaster if this was true. You would be on a list. You would be on Challenge TV.
Yeah, man. He'd be on fucking Britain's Got Talent. Fucking Eiffel Tower.
He's sorted off Britain's Got Talent.
Simon Cowell would be like, "Sam, imagine if you got to final the for the Queen. do the Buckingham Palace.
I'm going false.
Yeah, I'm saying false.
Elle?
I'm conflicted, but I'll go first, seeing as this is the majority vote anyway. Why are you climbing my chair, Kat?
Lewis?
That's actually true.
I was conflicted. I was right to
really?
Be conflicted.
Right to be conflicted, but to be perfectly honest, I think now we're all conflicted about Lewis.
In my defence, I was...
There is no defence.
18?
Yeah.
I was only about 18 and decided that because we didn't have any rosé, mixing red and white would work. And because it was still quite red, we put some vodka in there to dilute it a little bit.
You know what, mate? I have snorted fucking all kinds of shit, and I have drunk all kinds of weird mixture combinations. I have never ended up getting my ball bag out in the hotel lobby. It's just like, there's no amount of mixing that's going to excuse that. Oh, grief. Has anybody
That was amazing.
Wanto Protofo, it's your turn, isn't it?
Wanto Proto. The nickname used to be Protolusfo.
Is that where it came from? Okay, fine. Right, is it your turn?
Yeah. Go on, yeah.
It's only because I can't think of anything.
Okay, nice, simple, short one, just because, it doesn't involve my balls, so it's all good. sorry, Elle.
I feel disappointed.
So when I proposed to my missus and she said yes, woo! I was ringing around churches and everything because I was like, we'll get married like ASAP because I love you. And
all right.
Yes, loving you, yes. She's looking at me now like, what a fool. Anyway, and I lied to her because we're getting married in August. And I lied to her and I'm like, August has filled up. The only day we can get married is 3 days before my birthday. That's the only time they've got. So we got married on the 18th of March and it was freezing and yeah.
But that wasn't the only time they had. What? I don't get it.
The lie that I lied to her about the dates so we could get married sooner, but it ended up being 3 days before my birthday.
Oh, okay.
Coincidence or not?
True. I'm not even going to argue. True.
Yeah.
This is true.
I'm just going to go true.
Yeah. Did you want it near your birthday? Or?
Oh, it just ended up being near my birthday. I just wanted to get married ASAP. Okay. So I loved her.
I just can't even fucking imagine why anybody would lie about this. I'm just going to go true.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine, like...
But, okay, true. Everyone says true.
Yes, true. Woo. See, once you go toe, you just can't go anywhere else.
Yeah, you went too big too quick.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, and it was my big toe as well. Did I say that, actually? It was my big toe.
You didn't mention that you couldn't walk, probably had to learn to walk again. If you lost your little toe and had to learn to walk again, I'd just call you a pussy. But big toe is acceptable.
it's acceptable. Yeah. Is it? Thank you.
No, because I do actually.
I feel so much better about it all now. Now I've got your acceptance.
You use your big toe for balance. That's one of those weird little kind of things that you hear about and so never really thought was true, but actually then I believe it. Hey?
I wouldn't mind losing my little toe.
You wouldn't mind? Well, I'd rather not, if I'm being honest. I'd rather not lose any toe. But
if I had a choice, I'd rather be whole.
Yeah, if one of them's got to cop it. Oh, God,
well,
now.
Yeah,
he's the one that needs a psychiatrist now.
In a circumstance where you're like, you have to lose something from your body, yeah. I'd rather lose my little toe than my eye.
I'm pretty sure Lewis can lose one testicle and still manage to fly.
Yeah, he just moulds around.
You know what I mean?
Be more of a blank canvas.
This is the moment.
Oh, no, I suppose that'd be if I shaved them.
Yeah, you can tell
me.
I was going to ask you, Louis, do you match being a bald up top? You just answered me.
No, I wasn't. No, I wasn't bald at the time.
I really don't think. No, now I know that that's true. I don't want to delve any further into it. I thought it was false. I was just like, yeah. Now that I know that it's true, I'm just like, let's leave it alone.
Whenever you go around Richard's house, like, keep your trousers on.
Yeah, now that I know about it, he come around here again. Actually, I might invite him.
What are you smuggling in them trousers?
We'll tell. Right, so that means it's my turn, doesn't it? I really don't have anything.
You don't have to have another one. We can end it now if you want.
False. Yeah, I don't have another story. Nothing else as interesting has happened in my life. Okay, hang on a minute. Let me have a quick think.
You're the one out of all of us that's full of the most shit, so you must be able to think of something quickly.
Elaborate. It's like I have real problems with intricacy.
You have problems with intimacy.
Yeah, there you go.
False. I can tell you that it's false.
Say, you've got three kids. I fucking hope not.
Look, I've read your GeoCities, man. I know. I
regret nothing. What are we going to go with? Do you know, I really don't know. Oh, okay. Oh, no, I can't tell that.
He's looking through his diary. Dear diary.
No, fuck it. Do you know what? I'm going to tell it because it's ridiculous. I've effectively used to live at one of my mates' houses many years ago. I didn't live there. I was there so often and I slept there and everything that on this futon that they had. I basically lived there. And it was quite common for me to just be like in a dressing gown or not wearing very much or in loose boxes or whatever. And a t-shirt just like chilling in this guy's house. In this extra room, there were like two living rooms, and one of them was like the living room that had this futon in it that turned into a bed, and that was where I slept. And we used to play N64 a lot. So we played GoldenEye and all the other kind of stuff, and wrestling games were a big thing. Anyway, I rendered one of his control pads, one of his N64 control pads, unusable because I was walking around in my boxers one evening and I sat down too hard on the futon and then went my ass.
Definitely true. Yeah,
true. What part went up your ass?
The bit that, you know, fumble pack or anything. It wasn't like
the little analog stick thing, or was it point?
But
like,
for you to sit
up
on it and render it useless, it must have been like a space rocket getting ready to take off.
It was just that nobody would use it.
You would have been docking, wouldn't you?
So it didn't actually go inside you per se.
I had like loose boxes on, and they were like they went to what I said. Basically, I sat down into the corner of the sofa, and I sat down too hard, and the pad was there, kind of wedged because it was the futon. It was like wedged in the, I don't know what you call it, the bottom bit and the top bit, and it was like upright. And I just sat down too hard, and like my box had gone to one side, and yeah. One thing led to,
and your junk was trying to play three player.
Yeah,
Goldman.
And I literally had to say, everybody needs to get out.
Oh my god!
Everybody needs to get out right now. Something's happened. I need to do a surgical extraction. and then nobody could use it ever again. Nobody would use it ever again.
No, I don't blame them. That's true.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that's true.
Mm.
Yeah,
to be honest, that's up there with my one, as in, I don't want to know any more about this story.
What colour was the pad?
It was yellow before.
Yellow before.
Yeah, it went in the bin afterwards.
Chocolate banana afterwards. false now. You would have told this by now to someone else. Surely, so.
Why? Under what circumstances would I have ever...
No, by the way, this is the...
Once in my youth, I was penetrated by a Nintendo 64 control pad. I hope we can still be friends.
Don't use that control pad, darling. That one's the special one.
Did you ever give it to people that you didn't like that came around to play? Just go, yeah, here you go, use this pad.
This pad smells funny.
Conversation about sanitizing it.
Oh, if Rich ever has a retro gaming night, I'm bringing my own pad.
Well, no, because so it was conversation about sanitizing it, and then I went to throw it away, and he went, "Well, get the rumble pack out of it first."
And you're like, sorry, mate, that's gone.
Did the Rumble Pack touch anything? It's like, no, okay, right, fine, we can rescue the Rumble Pack.
This has been an incredible learning experience for me.
Unfold family.
I'm saying true because I want it to be true.
I can't remember what I said earlier, but I'm going to go with true.
That's two truths.
Three truths?
Three truths.
Else true. What are you going with, John?
False. I've been false most at night. So
you with it. Okay. It's false.
Damn it. Man.
The pad was red.
It was afterwards.
It is actually false.
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow.
Because I'm just there imagining in great detail Richard's arse coming down to a pad. And I'm like, no, it would have no. Unless you've got a vacuum.
It's one of the things that could happen.
It could, but there's all the planets would have to align.
Yes, exactly. That was like, that's not the kind of horoscope you want. Days, you will sit on a control pad.
Look,
today you'll have a close impact with Nintendo.
In the hospital, you hear many excuses. Sir, how did the potato get up your ass? Ah, I sat down a little bit too quickly in my pajamas. You know, it could completely be true.
Sir, do you understand the pressure that has to go in to that entering?
I don't know. He might have been lying a little bit about that bit.
The N64 pad is the ultimate sex toy. Seriously, because it's got multiple prongs, so you can do like the whole. I don't think we need to go any further with this, but cool. Right, is that it? Is that all of our truths or falsies?
I think that's it. Yeah,
That is way more than you ever wanted to know about anybody that has ever been any player two.
Richard. Yeah?
Yes. Can I ask each of you a question as a get to know you thing?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you know us all. Pretty intimately now.
A little bit through
me and Rich, anyway. Not quite as intimately as the N64 pad knows Rich. But...
A get to know you question thing. Okay, go for it. Mm.
Okay, well, it's just like four questions. You all can answer it, obviously. So, inverted or not inverted? Video when using control pads.
It depends who calls what inverted, because some games call it inverted when actually it's just normal.
I like it when goes up and down goes down. That's what I
Yeah. If it's an FPS, up has to go up and down has to go down.
Yeah.
Whereas if it's a flying game,
down has to go up and
down.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Up is up, down is down, unless you're flying.
Yeah.
And then other way around.
No, it's absolutely fine.
You're bollocks. I like invert everything all the time, all the day. Up is down. Down is up when I'm playing shooters, third person games.
Okay, and John won't be back on the podcast anymore.
This is the equivalent of being left-handed. I mean, seriously.
Everyone's wired differently.
No, you're all wired wrong.
The four people are wired wrong, and the
come
only...
to Mordor and fucking say that.
Sorry, I'm not allowed in. So, because I was modelling my balls. I don't know what famous landmark is Wales got.
64 control button. Yeah.
Slamming them against Richard's ass. Anyway. The reason I've been inverted like that is since Jungle Strike on the Mega Drive. That was the first game that I remember being inverted with, and I've been inverted since. No one in my family is. So when
my family is inverted.
When my son and wife play games, they're like, "Aah!"
The doors open and come out doing cartwheels. Okay, what's the next question?
Paragon or Renegade?
Ooh.
Paragon.
Renegade, because shooting that guy in the face when he was holding someone's hostage, I will never regret that.
I always want to be a dick, but I can't do it.
What are we talking about?
Mass Effect.
So it's whether you are
good thing.
A paladin and you're like, I will do all of the good things, or whether you just don't care.
Nasty things.
See, I don't care, but I end up doing the good things anyway.
Exactly.
Nah.
Right.
I shot that kid in The Walking Dead. No regrets.
I am... Pure, pretty much every game that I play, pure chaotic neutral. And in Mass Effect, that ends up pretty much giving you Paragon. But that's only because the people who made the game don't get pure indifference. So the people who made the game tried to make everything very black and white, and the dick moves were very dicky, and they're not.
I get the job done.
Yeah, exactly. So the way that I like to play is to just be like, I really couldn't give a shit. So whatever the easiest thing, if the easiest outcome here is for me to do nothing and walk away, and the airlock opens and you fuck off, then that's fine by me. But I find the purest form of evil is complete indifference to absolutely anything. That's why the Joker is such an amazing bad guy. So I try to, in most games like Fallout, be utterly impartial. But in most games, that actually ends up being Paragon. You end up doing the good things, because that's where they roll it. There you go.
Well.
Next question.
Conversation killer. No. What was I going to say? All right, Joker. Joker's then. Heath Ledger. Or Jack Nicholson.
Heath Ledger.
Easy.
L.
Next question.
I'm dead now. I'm just like.
First, Heath Ledger, but what's your answer?
Not that I particularly had a problem with Jack Nicholson, but I don't think it was his fault the way that Joker turned out.
He
wanted to direct the movie in the way that they wanted him to be.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but for the Joker for me will always be Mark Hamill. Like, he does an amazing voice.
The Joker is Mark Hamill. But if I have to pick the movie Joker, it's...
Yeah, I'm going on movie stuff, not from
this
the games.
This is bullshit. Okay, then, I'm going to go Heath Ledger.
But Heath Ledger, and again, in that movie, he was pure...
Phenomenal.
He was really good.
He was pure chaotic, even necessarily do bad things. Well, all right, he blew some shit up. He was just like completely...
No, it's the bit where he burns the money. He's just like, I just don't give a shit.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly it.
Yes. Yeah. We're all there going, no. So that's three questions. Fourth question then. Throwing me off with a whole second question thing. I don't know. If you could only play one, and it's literally just playing one, it's not in going in depth about how games are made and that, because that was the response I gave when I was asked this question. I went super in depth. Console or PC?
Console.
You can only play
console.
One.
PC.
Console. Okay.
There you go. That's the end of that.
Everyone knows that about us, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't.
Everybody knows me and I'll go PC, and everybody knows that Lewis and Ross are wrong.
Yeah, you're wired wrong. Yeah, because my response when I was asked.
Rich, did you enjoy Arkham Knight? Was it good on PC?
I got it. I didn't even bother trying.
I would love.
Rich, exactly. Do you want to come play The Division with me and Ross when it comes out?
Yeah,
it's coming out on PC.
Do you want to play Battlefront on with me and Ross?
That's coming out.
I would love to be immune.
How's that Red Dead Redemption working for you? On PC?
There we go.
You know, vending machines? I'd love to be so like ignorant that the lights made me happy, but I'm just too intelligent for it, so I prefer the PC.
It's like pouring against the vending machine. See what she's doing to you guys here? I just said you were looking. Do you know what I mean? And nothing I can say will be more evil than what Elle does. Yeah, okay, fine. Whatever.
Well, I'll leave my answer until if you have me back. Obviously.
Runs a lot as well.
Hey, that's not what I was going to say.
Everybody knows. But yeah, no, I'm not against console or anything.
Different strokes
to play console. I play console for exclusives. I play PC for games.
Hell yeah. I played Mass Effect on console, so.
There you go. All right, cool. Right, is that the end of everything? That was a game and an impromptu question and answer session.
It was amazing.
Are you happy? Are we slightly confused and gender confused in a couple of instances and confused about the life choices that we've made and the life choices of others around us?
I think...
You've made me rethink.
I'm not sure I ever want a podcast with any of you ever again.
We're tame compared to you. Oh my God. Right, okay, so that is everything that you wanted to know, and at least 45% more. I'm trying to pay attention.
45%?
In terms of vocal exposure, we went way off the charts there. There is nothing left. I feel like maybe we should have saved some of this for our autobiographies.
Yes.
We've got rest of our lives for that.
Well, I feel slightly concerned that I'm never going to top this. Do you know when they say life begins at 40? If shit gets real after that, I don't even know how I'm going to... Maybe this is why old people get stuff.
Life is going to be wild.
You can't cram any more awesome in after that. Right, okay, this has been it. This has been the completely non-canon, off-the-cuff and slightly disturbing episode of Ready Player 2 that for some reason is going to be a Christmas episode. I don't really understand what
it's like a BBC Two Christmas special.
I'm hoping that through the entire segment where Lewis is modelling his bollocks, that we're going to put jingle bells.
Oh my god!
I'll just dub over Eiffel Tower with Christmas tree, and there we go. Festive,
festive Christmas tree.
Festive as fuck.
Jingle balls, jingle. Yeah. So that's it. For whatever reason, this has been a super special Christmas podcast. This has had all of us on. And more, because we've had John on as well. We couldn't have Lee this week, which is disappointing, because I bet he's got some fucking stories.
I bet Lee's got stories that would make mine look tame.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I've met Lee. No.
I'm not sure Barrymore's got stories that make yours look tame. Thank you very much, everybody, for bearing with us. If you managed to make it this far, congratulations. I'm pretty sure a couple of us zoned out halfway through that and woke back up when Lewis's story happened. So, if you don't hear from us again, which it's very likely that you won't, have an absolutely bloody amazing Christmas. Thank you very much for listening to Ready Player 2 all year. If indeed you've managed to stick with us this year, if you've only just picked us up, then good grief, sorry about that. And we're going to be back in the new year with hopefully more tame episodes, and we're going to be hitting level 60, I think.
Woo!
Yeah.
Good grief, level 60.
You'd be able to get your epic man, won't
you?
It's a WoW joke.
I've already had an epic man. Was that a Nintendo 64 pad joke?
It was a World of Warcraft reference, yes.
Great. Everybody say bye. Ross, say bye.
Goodbye.
Lewis, say bye.
Goodbye.
John, say bye.
Hello.
El. Say bye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Have a great Christmas. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Merry Christmas.